Okay, injuries today. David Osbury did not practice today with a foot. Khalif Barnes was limited today with a quad. TJ Carey was limited today with an ankle. Chibity Chekwa was limited today with a hamstring. Jonathan Dowling did not practice today with a back. DJ Hayden did not practice today with a groin. Gabe Jackson did not practice today with a knee. Jermaine Oluwale did not practice today with a hamstring. Carlos Rogers did not practice today with a knee. Justin Tuck did not practice today with a neck. And Menelik Watson did not practice today with a concussion. Okay, so that's where we are right now. Okay, with injuries, had a good day of practice today. Guys were in great spirits today and got some really good work out there.
With Khalif obviously being limited, I know, you're using Matt McCance on that right tackle, but if Khalif can't go, who slides over there into the left guard spot?
I don't think that'll be an issue. I mean, Khalif was limited today. He took the majority of his reps. I don't think that'll be an issue right now. Okay, if it is an issue, we have obviously, Tony Bergstrom's a guy that we have. Kevin Booth's a guy that's taking reps at that position. So, we have plenty of options there.
How concerned are you about Justin Tuck's injury?
At this point in time, not very. Hey, I just think it's, honestly, I'm not sure. It was just one of those things he woke up with. Okay. So we'll see how it is tomorrow, I guess. But at this point in time, I mean, I wouldn't say, I would just say it'll be hopefully okay.
Did you get what you'd hope to see out of Carey since you left him out of the game last week to see the kind of progress, see the progress you wanted to see?
Yeah, I mean, he moved around a lot better today than he did before the game, on Sunday. So, again, that's something that we'll see how that goes. Last week he moved around pretty good in the beginning of the week, and then, towards the end of the week, that progressively, kind of deteriorated a little bit. So, hopefully the time off from the game, makes it a little bit stronger, and he's a lot further ahead than he was, last week at this point right now.
DJ got a long time with putting practices together.
Yeah.
And now misses one today. I don't know the severity of what he's got, but are you concerned for another absence for him, or do you think he could?
Anytime a young player like that misses practice, I'm concerned about it, because from a fundamental standpoint, as we said already, with DJ, TJ, I mean, you name them back there in the secondary, they're all young. Hey, well, not all of them, but most of them are young. And anytime they miss practice like that, from a fundamental standpoint, that hurts you a little bit. And also, when you're game planning, that hurts you with how you're going to play this person from a fundamental standpoint. So, this wasn't a game DJ was part of the first time around, so we'd love to have him out there, but we got to see where he is here as we wake up tomorrow.
Hayden had this kind of injury last year. And is it a coincidence, or is it the same thing?
No. I couldn't, from my standpoint, I can't answer whether or not it was the same injury as a year ago. No, I wouldn't say that. That's what I would tell you.
So, how did he look on tape against Denver? DJ?
DJ looked like he played a solid football game. I'm really not going to rehash a whole lot of Denver, but, we're on to San Diego right now. That game's behind us, and, we had that day on Monday, and that's where we are. But he played a solid football game. Obviously, there were a couple plays there fundamentally, okay, that, he was in a little bit of bad body position on, okay? I mean, deep ball, those type of things, those are things he needs work on.
On Monday, you said that, I guess, the Broncos' Carr was just trying to do too much. So how do you have Carr balance, still taking risks but not playing too conservative?
I just don't think you beat him up with those kind of things, right now. I mean, from our end, we're not really concerned about, Derek taking risks. In other words, we've never tried to squash his, his ability to throw the ball down the field or to do those type of things. So, you know, I want him to be able to do that. I've sat here and I've said that. You know, we want him to be aggressive with the football. You know, defensively, some of the things that they did dictated some of the, you know, types of throws that he was getting, you know, during the course of that game. But, you know, I don't think there's any fear there, Derek, throwing the ball down the field at all. You know, and we know that's something that we have to do a better job of right now. You know, I mean, the team we're playing, you know, has 35 plays over, you know, or 35, 38 plays over 20 yards right now. You know, we're at about 18, somewhere around there. So we got to do a better job of getting the ball down the field.
Well, last time you guys played San Diego, you did have probably the best offensive performance of the season, mm-hmm. you know, with balance, rushing and passing. So does that give the team a little more confidence heading into this matchup?
I think any time you play a team once, okay, and you had a little bit of success, it gives you a little bit of confidence. Now, I mean, you know, you have to understand that they're coming back off of a bye right now, and, you know, we're well aware of that. So they'll fix some things. They'll do some things during the course of this game that we'll have to adjust to. I mean, I'm sure there'll be something that comes up in this football game, okay, that we haven't seen. In other words, that they've done some study off of their bye and have decided, you know, this is something that we should emphasize more or do out of this formation or whatever it is, you know, that way. So I would imagine there'll be some things that way that we haven't seen. But I think any time you play a team once, as I just told, you know, our team, you know, you formulate a book. You put a book together, and we have our players do that. And that book, you know, is of the players that I'm playing against, okay, that I'm my individual matchup and who they might be, the two or three guys. And we study them. And, you know, well, is that the way they played me the first time around? How did they approach me? Because you learn a little bit about their plan that way too. And, you know, right now that's kind of where we are. So any of those things from the first ball game help you. And certainly when you had success against somebody, I think it, you know, it makes you feel like you can go into that environment again, okay, and have success again.
Looks like Ryan Matthews is back this week. Mm-hmm. What does he bring to the mix for them? What does he add to their attack?
Well, I mean, obviously, you know, right now they're kind of, you know, they've rushed the ball in and around, I mean, 80 yards a game, somewhere around there right now. And, you know, I'm sure getting him back in this situation gives them a little bit of a boost, you know, within their running game. You know, he's a really good player, player I played against several times. And, you know, I would imagine, you know, him being back there now with the way they've had to bounce, you know, the running back situation around a little bit. You know, a lot of guys have gotten some playing time. So how much he'll play in this game, I would think, you know, being the first game that he's back into the mix right now, they'd probably, you know, have him going a little bit on a rotational basis that way. But I think it does give him, you know, certainly another element that we didn't have to prepare for the last time.
During the practice window, you had a practice squad linebacker taking some reps as a fullback. Is that something you've thought about doing for a while, or is it because of Olawale's injury?
Yeah, a little bit of both. You know, I mean, it's something I thought about doing, you know, in the past. We have a couple of guys over there that are young kids, you know, that have really been cross-training, you know, on both sides just when we go to, you know, when we go to scouts. And at the same time, you know, it's the Olawale injury today, you know, to get another body out there, you know, from a practice standpoint so that you're not wearing Marcel out. It just gave us, you know, the ability to be able to use him a little bit, you know, in that situation.
You guys have done well scoring late in games. Anything you can use there as far as maybe build off that or tempo-wise?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I think there is something we can use there. You know, obviously the scoring late in games has come being in – you know, up-tempo offense, being in fast-tempo offense, that type of stuff. So that's something that we can certainly use. You know, you got to pick your spots with that. You don't want to go into, you know, places like Seattle and try to play an up-tempo offense, you know, or you know, I don't really think you want to play the Denver Broncos in an up-tempo offense, you know, for the fear of going three and out fast and giving them the ball back, you know, that fast. But, you know, there's some places for it, you know, where I think it can help our offense a little bit, maybe give our offense a little bit of a jolt, and it's certainly something that Derek does, you know, seems to do really well with.
All right.
Thanks.
I have one more. We've asked you so many questions about players and practices and things pertaining to the game. I'm curious, as one who has to come up with the blueprint every week, how you hold it up?
I'm doing really good, you know. That's a good question. So I'm doing great, you know. It's funny, I told players today, I got up Monday morning and, you know, and I was excited to get to work. I mean, you know, listen, I'm We get a chance to coach football every single week, and we get a chance to work with great guys every single week. I love this football team. I think they're tremendous guys. They work hard. You know, we're out there today. I mean, you know, we're in the situation we're in. Nobody else put us there. I mean, we put ourselves there. And, you know, and they came out and gave me a great day's work today. So, you know, I really love that group of guys in the locker room. I think they do a heck of a job. I was excited to get to work today and, you know, work on getting, you know, or on Monday rather, and work on getting, you know, win number one. So, I'm doing great. Thank you.